For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At 6:54, we're approaching a very busy stretch of days ahead in Washington. WOKV's Blair Miller with an important update as House Democrats are set to vote a little later this week on changes to a somewhat arcane law for certifying presidential elections. Blair, this is a move following the January 6th Capitol riot.
Exactly, Rich. And this legislation is coming from a pair of House members who sit on the committee that's investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Republican Liz Cheney and Democrat Zoe Loughran are pushing this bill and proposed it first yesterday. We heard rumblings about it last week, but actually proposing it yesterday here in the House. This would reform a law that's 135 years old and meant to prevent future presidents from trying to overturn election results through Congress. This would establish that the VP has no role in validating a presidential election, only just someone who is there really to oversee the process and can't change the results. This would also expand a process for both chambers to be able to object to the results. Here's the problem. There are different versions of this bill right now, which is why it could muddy the waters on this. This latest version could hit the House floor as soon as tomorrow for a vote, but it doesn't look very favorable in the Senate, where some senators have been working on their own bill, which is very different. So right now it appears that neither side is willing to accept the other. But as you know, Rich, plenty of conversation here in Washington. We'll see how this ends up here today and tomorrow.
Indeed, as we're headed toward a midterm election, certainly there's still some time before the 2024 presidential. Is there an appetite that this likely gets done before the midterms or at some point afterward before the dust settles and we head into 2024 campaigning?
Yeah, it's really much more focused on 2024. It's not likely this really can get done that quickly. Sure, it could pass the House quickly, but as far as it getting into the Senate, it doesn't have legs really to go much farther than that. So we'll see how the Senate really kind of responds and see if this motivates them to kind of push this other bill that the Senate has been working on, but really just been kind of sitting on for a while. So it could certainly motivate both sides to get things done and really put it in place for 2024 if it's going to get done.
WOKV's Blair Miller in Washington with us every weekday morning. Thanks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.